This is Social Media Simplified, the podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this.
Welcome, social media scholars, to Social Media Simplified. I'm your co-host, Lante Tacona, your collaboration connoisseur.
And as always, Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo.
And today's episode, we have a very special one, a very interesting one. We're going to be talking about three ways to use chatbots to boost automation, and number two is a game changer. Mm-hmm. So Nathan, quick question. As we can read, you've probably been reading articles and in the news and things like that. AI is a big topic, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to kind of think about it in that same conversation. So are our chatbots, right? Mm-hmm. Chatbots being sort of, instead of using the old methods of forms and you know, maybe verbal conversations in various business aspects, maybe things like setting appointments and scheduling or such, mm-hmm. We can automate these processes using chatbots, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I believe, at least the space I'm in, being in the digital marketing space, that this is something that is a hot topic. But are people really adopting this?
From what I noticed, a lot of, because I work mainly with small businesses for this, they are not. They don't even know about this technology that even exists. It's another way to really engage with your customers and potential employees just in a more streamlined, automated way. Because right now what's going on is a lot of businesses are still stuck with email marketing, which again is really effective. But chatbots have enabled them to use messenger marketing, which is the new term now, to engage their customers easier. Now that's more on the side of like connecting with your customers. Today, I really want to talk more about, chatbots are originally used for that as far as this new messenger marketing movement to reach customers in a different way. But these messenger bots can actually be used to help automate internal processes as well, which, I mean, any small business owner can tell you there's never enough hours in the day, right? And so if you can automate some of these tasks, it can alleviate a lot of the stress they go through.
No, I agree 100%. Coming from 8 years of engineering experience, my entire role 8 years ago was essentially to, well, not 8 years ago, but over the past 8 years before I switched over, was 100% on how to streamline internal processes. Mm-hmm. How can we make things that we have to do on a daily basis quicker? How can we remove a headcount from that position and automate these things using machines, machine learning, or tools, right?
Exactly.
And so, and this being at the core of what a chatbot can do for a business, I think it's definitely something that many of us could explore, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But I guess it's still a little bit hard to put that into context with people. As you mentioned, chatbots are a hot topic, but not a lot of people know about them. So maybe what we can do is talk through scenarios, maybe a couple different scenarios of how chatbots could be used, maybe in a very tangible way, mm-hmm. Just to kind of get everyone's juices flowing on maybe how they can use these for their own businesses.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that's a really good point you made. This technology is fairly new as far as when it comes to entrepreneurs and small businesses using it. And so, yeah, the potential is so great that a lot of it can be overwhelming. It can do so much for a small business. It can transform a small business. It really can. And so, like you said, today I'd like to kind of just dip our toe in the water, so to speak, and talk about three different ways we can use these chatbots to help boost automation, specifically in smaller businesses. Mm.
And I like that we're caveating it with smaller businesses, because chatbots and AI are definitely being consumed right now by some of the bigger players in the game, right? I actually just watched a TED Talk. I was telling you about it, that Google has something that they've integrated into, I believe it's Alexa, on this whole like voice automation stuff. And basically what you'd be able to tell Alexa is to schedule me a doctor's appointment on Monday at 10 a.m. And what Alexa will do, it will call your doctor's office. It will have a conversation with the receptionist. Receptionist says, hi, how are you doing? Like, hi, I'd like to schedule an appointment for so-and-so. Insert your name. I'll say, oh, that's great. What days? It'll tell them Monday. It actually has the ability to, if the person says nothing's available on Monday, it'll ask, well, what is available? And then you go through that process, and through voice cues, you can actually streamline that process. So that's a, from a consumer standpoint, I don't want to schedule an appointment. I can have Alexa do that whole thing for me, right? Mm-hmm. But and again, that comes in context of Google, a bigger player who are using this technology to feed the market. But from a smaller business standpoint, how can we do that? Let's go through those examples.
Yeah, good point. You don't have to be a giant brand to use it. I mean, chatbots have been around for a very long time, and bigger brands have used them for a while as far as AI and the ability to learn. But a lot of that takes a very sophisticated system, sophisticated developers that can create these things. But there are tools now that have enabled marketers like myself to be able to go in without really knowing code and still create these automation tools that are affordable and efficient for these small businesses. And now they can use them.
So rather than coding, it's more of like drag and drop, like a PowerPoint kind of thing. You move things around.
Yeah, it's more of a user-friendly software. Again, there's definitely a learning curve too. It took me a bit of time, especially connecting it to other programs that, mm-hmm. you know, maybe connecting it to a CRM, something like that, or to their specific software they use in their small business, that kind of thing. But yeah, so as far as a few automation tools, the first one I want to talk about is what you mentioned earlier, the scheduling bot. So that's another, that's an alternative for any type of service-based business. This can be planted on your website, it can be planted on your Facebook page. People that happen to wander over on Facebook to your page, they want to learn about your services, they can actually go in there and go through a bot sequence to schedule an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you wander over to a Facebook page, maybe you read about a dentist, right? Maybe you want to go take your kids to a dentist. You go to the Facebook page and you'll have an option there now to engage with the bot right within Facebook. So you don't have to go to a third party scheduler, none of that stuff. You go right in and it'll actually greet you, you know, by your name, say, hey, you know, welcome to, you know, ABC Dentist, happy to have you. Are you a new patient? And from there, you can go and ask them a series of questions to really get a better idea of who they are and give them actual times that are available right within the bot that they can use to schedule.
Hmm.
It's pretty impressive. And that can all be zapped over to a spreadsheet or to a CRM. That way, a small business now is reducing the amount of phone calls they get. They've reduced the amount of hours the receptionist has to answer those specific type of phone calls. Now that receptionist could potentially work on other opportunities to either, you know, save money for the business or help grow it, while this tool over here is completely automating that scheduling process.
Yeah, what I heard from that example, at least the benefits, is essentially by implementing a chatbot into a process like scheduling, really what you're doing is you're saving time.
Oh, yeah.
And you're saving money, right? Because the person who currently has to manually do that job can now focus on other things that might be driving revenue or increasing your overall business.
Exactly. I mean, it saves time, saves costs, and potentially generates more revenue because she can spend more time on something else that, again, that's more of a profit center.
So just to build out that example a little bit more so I can get a good idea of it, let's say I have a dentist office. And on my website, I have a call to action button that says schedule an appointment, mm-hmm. right? I'm the local dentist for the town. People come to my website to book appointments rather than calling. So they'll go in there, they might click a button that says schedule an appointment. When they click that button, Messenger pops up. This is Facebook Messenger, it will pop up. And the first thing in that chat, as if it's a friend talking to me through chat, then say, hi, welcome to your dentist, welcome to the dentist's office. How are you doing today? What would you like to do? And then I would say, schedule an appointment. And then the bot would say, great, here are some days that were available. Which one would you like? Mm-hmm. And then I would pick one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would say, great, you're locked in. And then my appointment is there. Would you like an email confirmation? Boom, maybe you'll send me an email or a text.
Now something. You can get them on your list as well. And so that's just one example, really. I mean, there is so much that you can do with it that for me and like educating small business owners or educating other agencies that can help sell these to maybe their current clients, keep it really simple because this can get, it can do so much that what I've learned about it from a sales standpoint and like actually selling it to a potential client that you don't want to overwhelm them. usually one functionality is good, and you can offer other types of functionalities along the way. Mm-hmm. But it, like you mentioned, scheduling, yeah, you can schedule it, and you can grab their email, you can have a follow-up system, you can have lots of different stuff within there. But specifically, yeah, for that function of scheduling, like you described, yeah, you can greet the customer, you can learn if they're a new patient, you can offer new patient specials. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, listing out the different appointments that are available, at what location, with what doctor, those types of, that type of data now you can have. And you can even track that now over time. It's like, wow, we are getting so many people coming through the bot, maybe on our website, and they keep picking this one location. Mm. Wow, there's a lot more patients than we thought at this location. Maybe we need to focus efforts on the other locations that are not getting as many, or maybe we need to potentially build another office in that one location that's getting a lot. So you can also use it for, like I said, ways to measure data and analyze it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Overall, when you think about brand awareness of a small business, which is very important, right? You're a small business. You probably have a lot of other competitors in the area as well, and you wanna be able to stand out. Right, so being able to automate processes, for one, saves you enough time on the internal processes so that you can focus on the branding piece. At the same time, part of branding also has to do with the customer experience, right? If you offer a better customer experience, people are more than likely going to want to recommend you as a preferred, you know, supplier, a preferred dentist, a preferred whatever. Mm-hmm. So by increasing the user experience and providing them with a seamless process that's fast, that's saving you time, and that's saving you money, is a really great way to do this by implementing chatbots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a great good example of a tool in what you said earlier about if they have a good experience with this, the conversation is seamless, by the way. I mean, if anyone listening has not used a messenger bot before, it is the wave of the future, because the way you can interact with it is just, it's seamless, as also because of everyone is on their phones these days, making that experience super user friendly, and they can get to from step A to step B very quickly. That's what you want, with no complications in the middle. And what you mentioned earlier regarding if they have a good experience and they want to rate you, recommend you, that moves me into the next type of automation tool we can actually use, which is what I call the review bot. And so, as you know, people today, they're all going to the internet first before they go and make a buying decision. Mm-hmm. And I read a stat the other day saying that 63% of consumers will go to Google first, type in the business's name, or go to Yelp and look at what types of reviews they have first before they actually walk in the door. Mm-hmm. That's just fact. And it's probably more now, honestly, more than
63%. I review a lot of things, specifically restaurants when I'm trying new ones.
Exactly. Yep. Bars, restaurants, spas, you know, yoga, fitness centers, dentists, chiropractors, gyms. All these types of service-based mm-hmm. small businesses. Mm-hmm. This is the key right here. You need to have good reviews because there are so many competitors in your area. You have to stand out. And so this review bot is meant to automate that process as well and make it really easy, really, really easy for your customer to review you based on the experience they had.
Okay, so let's build that out a little bit. I understand the purpose of reviews and the benefit and the branding and the, you know, you want people to know, like, and trust you. Reviews offer that. But where does the bot fit into the business? Let's say mm-hmm. I have a business and I have a restaurant mm-hmm. and I want reviews. Mm-hmm. So how does the bot play out?
Yeah, so once again, you can put that on your website as far as placement goes. Mm-hmm. Website's a great spot for it. If it's a restaurant and maybe they go, they have a meal, mm-hmm. on their receipt, you can give them a little link and they can go to that link and that link will be directly to the bot. So when it's fresh on their minds, it's like, okay, maybe you even give them an incentive. It's like, hey, free appetizer next time you come in if you go and review us. And they can go to that bot. And not only will they can review the, you know, on Google or on Yelp, but within that bot, you can ask them more questions as well to kind of engage with them and see how what they really had, you know, good experience, would they recommend you, different things like that. These are all data points that you can grab from them along with a review on a big platform like Google or Yelp.
Yeah. So this past June, I took a trip to England, and I took my parents with me. So I booked a hotel for them downtown so that they can, you know, be like right in the middle of it. They can walk around. And, you know, I had the whole continental breakfast stuff going on. And, you know, I just wanted them to have a comfortable stay. And so over the course of the time we were there, I kept checking in on them every now and then. And because I was there so much, I ended up meeting the owner of the hotel. So one morning, the last morning, I was waiting on my parents to like finish up packing so that we can catch our taxi to the airport. So I was sitting down with the owner in his office and we're just chatting. And at the end of it, towards the end of the conversation, you know, he was asking me about the stay. How did my parents like it? How are all these things, you know? And then he said, you know what? We're really trying to build our brand here and we want to make sure that we're capturing guests' experiences. Would you mind going to our website and leaving a review? And so following this conversation here, the perfect opportunity for a chatbot there is him saying, hey, can you please go to this link or give me something or go to the website, here's the button, and give us a review. If I went to his website, which is very easy, the same way you pay it, and there was a big button that said review here, and I click that review, and it doesn't give me a survey form. Instead, a little messenger bot pops up from Facebook and says, hi, Lante, how are you doing? And I say, great. Did you enjoy your stay? Absolutely. What's one thing that you liked about it? Here's that thing. What's one thing that you didn't like about it? Boom, boom, boom. What would you rate us? 1 out of 5. Boom. And that's done. All in Messenger. I don't have websites. I don't have things that are loading. And it's a very, it's kind of slick. It's a really slick way. If your hotel has, you know, that kind of automation and is embracing technology, which is the way of the future.
Yeah, it is definitely. And the cool part about it as well is that the conversational design of these bots, you want to make the process really frictionless. And the cool part is that with these bots, let's say you want internal data, you want to see, okay, rate us how we did for our own internal processes, how we can improve. But not only that, you can ask them a few questions to kind of get them in that answering mode, but in a very interactive way with the bot. It can be with fun, you know, emojis, it can be fun GIFs, as well as just cool pictures or maybe even a video potentially. You can do lots of...
The bot could actually have a little sense of humor.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know, you want to make this very conversational, and so that's what makes the experience so good. So you start asking a few questions, warm them up, and so by the time you get to the point where you're like, hey, so it sounds like you really enjoyed us. Would you mind leaving an honest review on Google? And now they can tap a Google button. It'll appear right within the bot, and they can go and just hit 5 stars. Boom, super easy. I love this place, great stay, blah, 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 submit.
Yeah.
So the point really is like sometimes when I'm using an app and maybe I just got the app and then it's immediately when I open it, it's like rate and review us. It's like, well, hold on, man. I haven't even used it yet. So that's what the kind of the point was going back to the bot is that you've already asked them a few questions to kind of warm them up. So by the time you ask for the big Google review or the big Facebook review, they're already warmed up. They're more likely to go, and yeah, sure, I'll go ahead and press that button and then fill it out.
So, I mean, that's a fundamental step in sales, right? So now I've moved away from the engineering piece and over in the sales and marketing piece. And one thing that, you know, all of us have to learn in the very beginning of a sale is you want to warm up your lead, right? So when you get on the phone with somebody, you might start out with introductions, right? Maybe something personal. Maybe you notice something on their profile. Maybe you went to the same school together and you start off with that. Hey, how was the game? You know, you have the small talk. You get to know the person a little bit, right? Get to let them know, like, and trust you. And then you start to ask them questions, right? Ask for things from them. So if you can automate a process in a bot doing that, especially in a way that's not encroaching on their personal time and space,
right,
and it's through a very familiar mode. A lot of us are on Facebook.
And everyone texts.
We all
text. It's like texting, yeah.
Right, and so now, you know, I just had this great stay with somebody, let's say that hotel. The manager says, leave a review. I click on that link a day later, and it's his name that pops up. Hey, Lante, how'd you love the stay?
Right.
Great to meet you. You were an awesome guest. Hope you come back again. Just warm me up. Like, ask, what did you do over your stay here? I type in a few sentences. The bot says, that's fantastic.
It's such a personalized experience.
Absolutely.
And so that's what's so powerful about it. And you can see from a marketing perspective as well, it's like it's so personalized that now they're in your bot as well. They've subscribed. As opposed to just filling out a form or a static form, now they're actually subscribed with the bot. They've interacted with it. They know your brand now. You probably create this nice experience for them as well. So if you hit them up later on, It's like, hey, you know, this week we're having a crazy, you know, promotion for maybe like two rooms for the price of this, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Now they're more likely to be responsive to that, or they can share that with someone else and be like, yeah, this place was great.
Yeah,
I liked how they treated me afterward as well. They made this experience super easy to review them.
Absolutely. Another piece of the whole marketing and sales thing is you need to understand what your sales insights are. You need to be able to forecast, right? That's what we're getting to here. And if you have a bot that's interacting with your customers, and obviously everything that they're inputting into the bot in response to it, you can save that data and maybe look through it later. What you could end up doing is noticing patterns. These guests usually travel every summertime, that's their summer vacation, in the month of May. So if you have that information in your bot, you can actually use that to then maybe in March or April, mm-hmm. contact that person and say, hey, you normally travel during these times. The last time you had this kind of a deal, we can match that deal, or we can even give you a discount on that same deal. Come and stay with us again. Versus the email marketing, the blanket way where you click a button and it just says, we're going to send you deals. And mm-hmm. I mean, I get deals to fly to places that I have no desire of going to at all, but you know, I subscribe somehow, so I get a lot of spam.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, actually using that analytics and making smarter decisions with your sales. So went through two already as far as the scheduling bot to automate that process. You can save a lot of time by not having your receptionists answer phone calls, not having your employees have to answer phone calls. They can do other activities that also can generate more revenue for the company and save. And then now the review bot, getting more 5-star reviews. We know that everyone's online going and they look at reviews first before they go into any business. So if you get more 5-star reviews, you'll have more customers. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last type of bot I want to talk about is a customer service bot. So this is more of a comprehensive style of bot that can ensure that the customer has all their needs met either before or after they visited your business. And this can get very broad, but I'll give a few examples. So one would be FAQs, classic, right? I mean, any customer that wants to go to a local business, sometimes they do have questions before they go. They can call you, ask you all these questions, or you can make it super easy for them to get those questions answered through a bot. And based on their questions, you can figure out what types of questions are being asked the most and being able to tailor maybe potential content toward that or making better decisions or putting out things that can be more informative based on how many people have asked this one particular question.
Yeah. You know, I always, when I was building websites, you know, you're told that you should have an FAQ section, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anticipating questions that people may have. And so, some people have surveys and they gather all that information and then they base their FAQs off of that survey pool, and that's kind of it. Now, with having a bot that is consistently monitoring the FAQs as time goes on, you actually kind of stay up to date with what questions are being asked, right? Or if you get a frequently asked question many times, you might figure out, you know what? People are always asking the same question. Let me post a whole little front and center of my homepage that addresses that question, mm-hmm. right? So we don't have that question anymore. So you can actually start working on your business and improving it. Again, reducing the friction, right? When people are having questions, you already know what they're going to be asking. You already address that, which essentially opens up the window for having a new set of FAQs mm-hmm. frequently, right? This mm-hmm. data is living, it's live, it's continuously accumulating. And at the same time, I almost never use the FAQ sections of websites. If I have a question, I either leave the website because I don't understand it, or if it's, let's say it's something important, I might actually go click on the chat feature. Mm-hmm. And then I sit there and I wait for 2 minutes, and then I have a conversation with somebody, and then, you know, maybe we resolve it, maybe we don't, maybe they're kind of just, maybe I'm complaining and they're just there to say, we're sorry, you know, kind of thing. But that's a whole person on the other side of mm-hmm. that chat. If you can anticipate these questions and create an automated chat that addresses that, there it is.
Yeah, you can get away from live chat, man, but with having a bot that is smart enough to answer these questions. People can sometimes ask these questions, type them in, and the bot, the customer service bot, can recognize certain keywords and know the types of responses it should give for these situations.
The other part, of that is also after you get done with an FAQ, usually when you leave an FAQ page, you get a pop-up that says, was this helpful?
Mm-hmm.
But for the company, you don't know what question I clicked on and reviewed. You don't know if I say, no, it wasn't helpful. You have no idea what was not helpful or what was helpful, right? Having an interactive conversation allows you to really start to dig into those nooks and crannies of your business and really start to give you the competitive edge.
Yes, definitely competitive edge. I mean, because as far as messenger bots go, messenger bots, chat bots, this is early on right now, especially for small businesses that never have had the type of capital to really afford a custom bot. This is early on, so you can really have the edge over your competitors if you go this route. Along with, I mean, like you mentioned, like complaints as well. I mean, you're kind of removing that live chat component. You can have complaints or have suggestions, have feedback for that business. They can take that data. They can look at the most common trends. Okay, well, we really do need to work on our food prep, or we need to work on our, speed of service, or whatever it might be that keeps coming over and over and over again. They're complaining about that, so we need to improve that part.
And you can even actually ask the question, maybe somebody says, you can drill down to the root cause. Maybe somebody says, we need to improve on the speed of your service. And we're okay, so fine, everybody needs to work faster. But rather than telling your employees to work faster, in the bot, you could have asked, well, what meal did you have? And you start to see that people who order this specific meal are the ones who are saying speed of service. Then you can start looking at your business process and how you're preparing, your standard operation procedures on how you're preparing that meal, how long it takes, how you're getting it, how you can decrease that time and improve that customer experience.
Yes, that's a really good point as well. I mean, it's incredible the amount of, labor it can put in to give you this types of results that you need for your business. Normally you would go the route of maybe I hire someone extra to take care of some of these processes, but imagine automating this and how much time and money you can actually save by not having to hire someone else to do this. And that's kind of a big point. I noticed a lot of local businesses as well, on their sites they have these static forms. You fill them out, I mean, how quickly do they get back to you when you fill out a form?
And there's probably drop-off rates, too.
Some people
start filling it out and don't finish.
They don't want to finish. And so you can have a bot that will respond to them in real time and give them the answers they need to help them make a better decision, to help them get closer and closer to actually coming into the business and spending money with you.
It's the classic push-pull concept, right? So a lot of times, maybe when you're presenting, or when you're telling people about your brand, we're doing a push. We're regurgitating a whole lot of information and putting it on the consumer and hoping that they may act or they'll change their behavior, right? But a chatbot actually allows you to enforce the pull part of that too and sort of like evoke that participation. So it's not just, here's a whole bunch of information that we're gonna do or here's how we're gonna resolve it. You actually allow them to help you resolve it, right? Allow them to participate in that conversation. And when people know that you're listening to them, that's when you start to build a relationship, right?
Exactly. And imagine someone's filling out a form on a site. Let's say there's, I don't know, 6 or 7 different fields they have to fill out, whatever it might be. Maybe they have an inquiry. They just want to know something about the business. Maybe they have a question, whatever it might be. But imagine they're filling that out. And yeah, maybe they don't like the process. Maybe they don't like to actually, it's overwhelming. Maybe they don't want to fill all of it out, or maybe they do get halfway through and don't finish. How can you track that? With a bot, you can actually track that. If they go and make it halfway through the bot, I can set that up where I'll know if they actually did drop off. And a minute later, I can set it up where it'll send them another message. Say, hey, we noticed you had a question about this particular service. You didn't finish the form, whatever it might be. Go ahead and finish this real quick. It only takes, 30 more seconds. And then you can put them right back into that flow where they last left off.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What I'm hearing here is, by implementing chatbots, for one, it can save a lot of time. Reason being is because you're sort of mitigating the process of having to, repeat something and go over and over and this monotonous process. Anything that you're doing over and over on a daily basis, if you automate that process, you remove the headcount from that and save yourself some time. And that headcount can now focus on another part of the business that might actually require that human interaction on a daily basis, right? So you're improving your business, you're saving yourself some time, and you're potentially increasing your profitability on top of that. And then I love the back end part of that as well, because all of this effort and time, once you get a chatbot going, isn't just in vain. You're not just improving your process, but now you have also a way to track your analytics and get some insights on your consumers, on your customers, on the feedback of your business and your processes, which ultimately could lead to a better customer experience, right? Right now, they say that one of the hardest industry skills to come across is actually soft skills. And so if you understand and you can like have that conversation and demonstrate some of your soft skills to your customers, the experience that they'll have will be improved by masses, right?
Yeah, it's like they're chatting with a real person. Yeah. You can make it fun for them. You can make it interactive. And people see that now. They expect better now from brands. With all the technology we have, they expect better. And so if you have just a static form on your website, you know, these days, consumers will pick the option that is a little more engaging. They feel like it's a more personalized experience. I mean, why wouldn't they, right? And so that's what bots can do. And these are just three different examples of ways to use bots within your business to help automate some processes, get valuable feedback. And like we said, I mean, saving so much time, money, and allowing your employees to really work on projects that will help grow your business.
That sums it up pretty well. And I'd say that, you know, on top of this, as a small business, myself, yourself, it all comes down to having a competitive edge. How do you stand out? How do you get known? How do you build your brand? And by implementing a simple process like a chatbot, which will do 80% of the work will focus on 20% of the work while you focus on 80, can really drive your growth and the overall benefit of the business. So absolutely, I love this conversation.
So on the next episode, we're going to be talking with a really good friend of ours, Hayden Humphrey. He is a success coach who will help you craft meaningful relationships and create the life that you truly deserve. I'm Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo. You can find me at nathangarrett.net.
And I'm Lante Tacona, your collaboration connoisseur. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at LANTEI.
All right. See you later.